Good morning, everybody. This is Prophetess Abigail Meadows. I'm so glad that everybody had an opportunity to come in this morning. I'm telling you, I just appreciate the Lord and what God is doing for us this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Let God's kingdom come today in our lives. We are coming here to pray. We want the thirsty. We want the hungry. We want those who feel that they need another push so that they can go forward to their next level in God. I'm telling you, it's time now for the supernatural move of God. It is time now for the glory of God to manifest in the earth. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're about to do, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for how you're loving us and how you're giving us everything that we need. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for revelation, signs, and wonders, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just say yes to you, God, today. Hallelujah. God, we say yes to you, God, today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Lord, have mercy on us today. God, Lord, have mercy on us today. God, we say, Lord, have mercy on us today. God, the glory of God is what we need, God. The glory of God is what we want, oh God. We want the kingdom of God to be made manifest in our lives, oh God, like never before. Oh, God, release the kingdom of God on this prayer line this morning, oh God. God, we say release the kingdom of God. Let your will be done, God, in Jesus' name. For the kingdom of God is within us, oh God. So, God, we pray for revelation and manifestation of the kingdom of God to come up and out. Lord God, not only within, but God, let it manifest on the outside. Father God, we say yes to you this morning, oh God. For you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There's no God besides you in all the earth. For you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are our God. You are the shepherd of our souls. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides for us. Mm. Jesus, you are our provider. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. And we lift our eyes up to you this morning, oh God. We lift our voices up to you this morning, oh God. God, we say, God, we want, Father God, everything that you have for us, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our creator. You are Elohim, oh God. You are the God who was, who is, and is to come. Oh God, you are El Shaddai. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for you are the God Elohim, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are our Lord and our Savior. You are Jehovah Shalom, oh God. We lift you up, oh God, because you are the Lord, our peace. God, your peace, Father God, is given to us, oh God, and it goes beyond all understanding. God, let your kingdom come this morning. Let peace be our portion this morning. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God of peace. Father God, you are the God M. Kadesh. You are Jehovah M. Kadesh. You are the Lord who sanctifies us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you sanctify us. And God, we come before you this morning, God, because we need another level of sanctification. God, no man can see you, Lord God, unless he is holy. God, you said, be ye holy, for you are holy. Jehovah M. Kadesh, come. Come as that sanctifying fire this morning. You are the Lord, according to Malachi, that will come and sit. As a sanctifying fire. God, we ask you, Lord God, to come and sanctify us. Come and burn us, oh God. For you are Jehovah Nisi, oh God. You are the banner. Your banner over us is love this morning, oh God, Jesus. We say, Lord God, for those that are depressed and oppressed, God, Father God, for those of us who just would say, God, where's my father? Where's my mother? God, be their banner over them, which is love this morning. Father God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you be their banner. Raise yourself up, oh God. For you said, Father God, in the end, Father God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, that you will lift up a standard. Oh God, your banner over us, which is love. We pray this morning. Lift that banner up over us, oh God. Cause, Father God, the floods to go back, oh God. Cause the tumultuous things, oh God, to go back in Jesus' name. You are the one who is our banner, oh God. God, you're the God that heals. Oh God, you're the God that heals us body, mind, and soul. God, you cure every disease and remove all infirmity from us, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, oh God, and we lift you up, oh God. Because not only are you the God that heals, but you are the God that sanctifies and forgives and heals. You are the God who forgives and heals. Father God, we lift you up today because there's nobody like you in all the earth. God, Abraham needed someone to provide for him when he was about to sacrifice his son. Father God, Father God, we thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing and how, God, that even though we're coming at this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for sanctification, oh God, for purification, oh God, for our redemption, Father God, for forgiveness, oh God, and repentance. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning, God, that you are Yahweh. You are, Father God, the God of all gods. You are the I am that I am. You are Adonai, oh God. God, we need you for deliverance this morning. We need Yahweh. Jesus. Yahweh. God, we need you this morning, God, in Jesus' name. God, we need you, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. God, we need you. You are the God, you are God and God alone. You are our righteousness, oh God. You are our righteousness, oh God. It is you alone that gives us that imputed righteousness, oh God, from your Son, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin but became sin for us. Father God, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We thank you, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Tsidkenu, you are our righteousness. Thank you for being our righteousness, oh God. When we try to do right, oh God, you be that righteousness. Be that righteousness. Cause us to go and be transformed. Transform us, God. For you are the Lord, our shepherd. You are, oh God, our shepherd. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, when David was on those mountains, oh God, God, he went from one place to the next. But ultimately, Father God, the relationship that he has, oh God, being the shepherd, being going from one place to the next. God, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You're the one that leads us, oh God, according to Psalm 23. David knew that you were our shepherd. Pastor us, God. Shepherd us, God, to the places that will be fruitful for us today. Give us a mindset to please you. God, break off all things, oh God, that doesn't want to follow you and want to follow our own pathway. For there's no other shepherd like you in all the earth. You're the best shepherd. You're the best leader. Lead us, oh God. Lead us, oh God. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you are Jehovah Shema. You are the Lord that is there, oh God. Ha. Oh God, you are the Lord that is there. Lord, have mercy. Where the glory of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Where the glory of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God. Rabba bo 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 kosa tigelebo sa tigelebo kosa tigelebo sa to Father God, we just say yes to you this morning, oh God, that the kingdom of God come forth like never before, God, in our lives. Father God, for you are Jehovah Sabaoth. You are the Lord of hosts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, angels, Father God, and men, God, you are the one that hosts us. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord God of the heavens, oh God, and Lord God of the earth. God, you are the Lord God of the Jews and the Gentiles. You are the God of all women and men. You are the God of the rich and the poor. You are the God of the master and the slave, oh God. God, for you are all majesty and power and authority belongs to you. Oh God, you can accomplish anything in Jesus' name. Father God, we say Jehovah Sabaoth. Loose the angels, oh God, to cause people to repent, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, you are El Elyon, the Most High God. God, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can go up and ascend, oh God, before your throne because of your flesh that was written for us, oh God. You are El Elyon. You are the Most High God. You are Jehovah Gabor, the Lord of War. God, there's no God like you in all the earth. We lift your name up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are El Roy. You are the God of seeing, oh God. There's nothing done under the sun, oh God, that you do not see. Oh God, even Father God, when Hagar was kicked out, oh God, from Abraham's tent, oh God, in Abraham's camp, oh God, you were El Roy. God, you saw her at the well and she was crying out. And God, we ask God, you be El Roy to us today, God, in the name of Jesus. For those of us who are crying out to you, God, Jesus, we need another level. We need another level in you, God. We need another level in you, God. Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. We need another level in you, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for El Olam, that God, you are the everlasting God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, be that everlasting God for us. Even here in America, oh God. God, we had a first flag, oh God, with the evergreen tree, oh God. The evergreen tree represents the everlasting life, oh God. The everlasting, oh God. Because God, if for God we live here in America, if for God we die. God, we were based on godly principles, oh God. From the dirt and from the earth, oh God. From the foundation of this earth, oh God. So God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, El Olam, arise, the everlasting God. We're asking that you arise in America, oh God. Arise in our lives, oh God. Arise, El Olam. El Olam, the everlasting God. Lord, have mercy, God. We ask you, Lord God, you without beginning and without end, free from all constraints and all time. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you contain yourself in time itself. God, time had no beginning and no end with you. God, you allowed us to have a concept of time, oh God, so that we'll know that the day and the night, oh God. But before time was, God, you're the one who created time. Oh God, but before time was, you were. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Before time began, God, you were. You are El Olam. My God, step into our time. Eternity into time and time into eternity. We give you space to come in this place, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, sir, friend of mine, come in this place. Holy Spirit, come. You restore. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Breathe, Holy Spirit. Ah, it's your breath in our lungs. That's why we lifted you up this morning, God. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. We pour out our praise, God, and we lift you up this morning. Great are you, Lord God. Shake it out of the booth. I tell you, little shut to the booth. You give life to us, God. You give life to us. You give love to us. Bring your light, God, every dark area in our life, oh God. You're the God that restores. You're the God that restores every heart, every business, every body. All infirmity gone. Sick as your take a little. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. It's your breath in our lungs. It's your breath, God. Breathe in us again, oh God. It's your breath, God. Take a little bit of that. Oh, yeah, God, we pour out our praise to you this morning, oh, God. It's your breath and our lungs. God, we pour out our praise to you this morning, oh, God. So, God, we lift you up, oh, God. Jehovah, Rohi, oh, God. The God that is our shepherd, oh, God, you shepherd us, oh, God, so our souls can be restored. You're the one that lead us by that still water, oh, God. To restore our soul. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Gabor. And every earth person, they're going to shout, great, 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 great are you, Lord. 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 God, we praise your name. God, we trust in your name. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Jehovah Jireh. Great are you, Jehovah Rapha. Great are you, God Elohim. Great are you, Yahweh. Great are you, Yahshua. Everyone will shout your name, God. You are Jesus. You are Jesus the Christ. Our Messiah. Akasa Yolomo Satan. Rebeko Satan. Rebecca, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are a great God. You're an awesome God. You're a beautiful God. You're a wonderful God. There's no God like you in all the earth. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're an awesome God. Oh. We lift your name up this morning, oh God. Come on, you're El Shaddai, the mighty one of Jacob. You are El Shaddai, oh God. You have ultimate power. God, we lift you up, God. All power, all glory belongs to you. You are Yahshua. You are our salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are Adonai. Oh. Hallelujah, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, Jesus, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, to be, God, the king of our heart, oh, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that does not fail. You are the king of our heart. God, be the king of our hearts today. God, where there are areas where we're weak in. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. You're good. You are good, God. You're a good God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Here you go. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. Oh, you're a good God. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. What you don't realize is that right now is the time for you to get your deliverance when you open up your mouth and praise God. Come on, Jesus. You're the king of our heart. You're the king of our mind. You're the king of our emotions. You're the king, oh God. Come, oh God. Wash, cleanse, deliver. Break the bonds. Break the yoke. Break it. Break it. Break it. We lift you up, oh God, for you are our deliverer.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a good God. You're a good God. God, you're a good God. You're a good Father.
Great.
You're a good God. You're a good God.
Beautiful God.
You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. Come on, Jesus. Jesus, you're never going to let. This is for some of y'all right now. God ain't going to never let you down. God ain't going to never let you down. You're never going to let us down, God. Let me tell you something. God ain't going to never let us down. For the hungry and the thirsty, He's never going to let us down.
Yes.
Never.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're never going to let us down, God. You're never going to let us down, God.
Yes,
you're never going to let us down, God. You're never going to let us down, God. You're never going to let us down, God. Oh. Get a little bit closer. Take a little bit closer. Get 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 a little bit closer. Prisons are being opened. Open up your mouth and pray. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good Father. He's a good friend. He calls you friend. He calls you friend. Is being open. Holy Spirit, have your way on this prayer line this morning. He's a good God. I see fire coming upon some of y'all back. I see the Father breathing fire down your back. Fire, burning it up. There's some things that have been coming and attacking. I see some things attacking some of y'all. But God says this morning He's purging it. He's burning His fire. He's blowing the fire. You're feeling the waves of fire on your back. Take it. You're a good father. He's a good father.
Yes.
He's a good father.
Yes.
He's a good father.
Good.
He's a good father.
Good.
There's no God like you in all the earth. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're a beautiful God. Ah, there's
yes.
no God like you in all the earth. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. You're a good God. Oh, you are good. You are good God. 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 Hey, you are good God. Oh, God,
yes.
you are good God. Oh, God, you are good God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. God, we want to see. We want to see you face to face this morning, Lord God. God, we want to be transformed and changed for your glory this morning. God, we ask you, Lord God, that every daughter and son on this prayer line this morning, oh God, will be transformed and changed. Even as we open up our mouths and give you glory, 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 glory. Father God, one of the greatest tragedies in life, Father God, is that the presence of God departs from somebody and that somebody don't even know that the presence of God has departed. But we cry out to you, oh God, this morning, like David, God. Don't depart, oh God. Don't let your presence leave us, God. God, I thank you for the hungry. I thank you for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that are hungry and thirsty after you. God, for the hungry shall be filled. God, you give thirsty something to drink. God, it's something in your word, oh God. You said when I was hungry, you didn't feed, and when I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. And God, you love the thirsty, you love the hungry. And God, you listen, God, because you're going to judge us on that, the hungry and the thirsty, you're going to feed. Lord, have mercy. And we come before you this morning, God, and we say, empty us out, oh God, fill us up with you. All of you, fill our cups to overflow. Fill our cups to overflow. God, this morning, God, we want to be filled to overflow with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the King this morning. We say glory to the King. I'm telling y'all, I just thank God for y'all. I thank God for a woman of God for you calling me and letting me know that we had not connected. This morning we are beginning the part with a Blog Talk Radio is also online with us this morning. I forgot to hit connect, but amen. But I connected us. Amen. So thank
Praise
you so
God.
Much for reminding
Praise
me. I forgot to put, you know how you hit the connect button and connect all the lines together. So we have two ways that people can come in and pray. And they can either, so some people are actually watching, listening on Blog Talk Radio. We have a following there on Blog Talk Radio. I started that in 2006. It's 2017. So we have a following. Even some of the old prayers that we've been doing since 2006, people still going and listen to them same prayers. Prayers are eternal. Glory to God. I said prayers are eternal. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you,
And
Jesus.
What we pray now, God is going to reveal. Glory, hallelujah. God is going to reveal in the near future. Amen. So those of you who came on the prayer line, I just want to let you know that we are also online. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. Zion Travails is the name of our prayer ministry. Hallelujah. Because as soon as Zion travails, glory, hallelujah, she births forth her children. Lord have mercy. This is a birthday ministry. Glory to God. And I just want y'all to know that many people come and they get birthed in God and do what God has called them to do. And that's what I want people to do. Amen. As an apostolic prophetic voice in the land, that's what I'm called to do. And that is to mentor sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes five, ten. How many ever God said sometimes 200 and 300 at a time? It just depends on what the Lord has me mentoring and birthing at that particular time and season, even in my life. But I just thank God for every single person that God has brought. It is now at the half point of the hour, and I want to at this time I want to transition. I felt that the Lord said to lift him up. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now I want to transition because the Lord told me on the other day, he told me, he said that it's going to take 2 weeks of repentance before there's a breakthrough here in America. And I want to, amen, I want to, those places where people have become stagnant, ministries have become stagnant, I want to repent because of sin that has caused us not to see the glory of the Lord, okay? There's some things people have allowed themselves to be offended. Offense causes us not to enter into the glory. The glory will stop if you are offended at someone. The glory will stop. Also, the glory will also cease if there's sin in your life. Lord have mercy. Lord, don't let your spirit leave us, oh God. Give us an increased measure of your spirit to burn it up.
Thank you.
Materialism is another way where we become so consumed with the things of this world that stuff have us, but that's not supposed to be the way. Stuff's not supposed to have us. We're supposed to have stuff. Stuff ain't supposed to have us. Well, we're motivated and we don't do what God has called us to do because of stuff, you know. And God wants us to be bold. He wants us to be brave. He wants us to operate the way God wants us to operate, to get in that word and to see him first. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And also an undisciplined lifestyle. You know, fasting and prayer is one of the keys and worship. Fasting, prayer, and worship, amen, is a key to releasing the glory. And so just discipline in your body, discipline in your life, amen. An undisciplined lifestyle will result in not being able to have the glory because you got to continue to have a relationship. That's intimacy with God. And one thing that we are really strong on in this ministry is intimacy with God. If you don't spend time with God, Lord have mercy, if you don't get up beyond this prayer line, you need to get up a couple of minutes before the prayer line, and you need to have time with God for yourself. Because when you have time with God for yourself, you are having intimacy with him, you know. And so we want to do that, amen. So I want to start right there, and I want to give you all an opportunity to lead the body of Christ now, because we're not just praying for ourselves this morning. We're leading the body of Christ. I feel like the Lord says to transition the prayer. We spent several months and weeks mentoring ones and twos, and I didn't release this phone number, the private prayer line, to the public because I wanted to really saturate certain ones with the knowledge of God. And so I believe that God has done that, and we've shifted, and we're going into the glory. And as we do this, we want a corporate way because that's another way that the Lord comes. One of the reasons why he manifests his presence or his glory and his reward of glory is for corporate anointing, that people will be delivered, set free. The yokes and the bondages will be broken. Glory to God. And so that's for corporate. Not only just individual, but for corporate. So that's why we have included Blog Talk Radio now. And we will begin also praying at 11 o'clock starting today. So amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is going to continue because God wants us to do it. So I finally got directions from the Lord on yesterday. And so we're just going to be obedient to him. And I just appreciate those of you who are able to flow with me in the Holy Spirit as God leads. Because the prophetic, you know, sometimes our ministries in the prophetic are just like the ark. Amen. Do y'all understand? And what that means is that sometimes you got to follow the cloud. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And that's about the glory, too. But sometimes you have to follow the cloud. Sometimes you're doing things for so long, and then God said, I don't move from there. And you're still doing the same thing that you were doing. And that's one of the things, but God done already moved. So why are you stagnant? And that's the very first thing I said. I want to repent for stagnation. Amen. Because when we're stagnant, that means that whatever's stagnant, if water is stagnant and there's no fresh water coming in, it's stale, it stinks. And y'all know I ain't lying.
Amen.
Any pond that ain't getting no fresh water is a stank pond. Not only is it a stank pond, but the fish is going to die because you got to have something fresh. Even in a tank, if you have a fish tank in your house, you know you got to have that little thing in there to bring in fresh air and fresh water in that tank. Because if you don't change those molecules in that water, the molecules going to cause all your fish and your vegetation that you have in that fish tank to die. And God is telling us today, don't be stagnant. Amen. And so that's what we're going to repent of today, and not having disciplined lives. You know, and the repent means you do a 180-degree turn. So that means that some of you, the Lord is going to speak to you. There's some things that you need to do in your business, your ministry, in your life, maybe even something as simple as something in your house. You've been stagnant in doing something in your house. You've been stagnant in doing something in your ministry. God has been telling you, I need you to do this. I need you to call such and such. I need you to write this letter. I need you to finish this. But because, glory to God, because we have not been obedient, that obedience is disobedience. Continued disobedience is rebellion. To God, God considers that witchcraft. God told you to do something, and we've been stagnant, not doing it. So we need to repent from the sin of rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft. Because God is calling us. Because, listen, the glory is going to be released in such a way in the earth that the glory will cause many people to be delivered. Hallelujah. But we got to make sure that we are ready. Glory, hallelujah. You got to make sure you are ready to receive the glory. To be a glory carrier.
Yes, Lord.
So here we go right now. Let's enter in, y'all. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We spent time lifting you up, Father, this morning.
Yes.
And we say, God, that you are a good God. God, we say, God, that you are a good God. And God, we're coming for you this morning. God, you told me on yesterday, Lord God, that it's going to take 2 weeks of repentance. So, God, you know, the only thing that you come and put your glory on, God, are the low in heart, the humble, the ones that walk in humility. You said you resist the proud. So, God, ain't nothing inside of us say we above this or above that. We are not above it. God, and if there's any area in our lives, oh, God, that does not line up, God, we present our bodies to you this morning as a living sacrifice. God, we come before you and we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we say, Father God, for every congregation and for every ministry, for every business, for every individual, oh God, that has been called according to your purposes, oh God, and even us, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, oh God. But not allowing ourselves to be transformed. But, Father God, becoming stagnant, oh God. God, and allowing the Holy Spirit not to even operate into our lives. But, Father God, going into a routine, Father God, where the Holy Ghost is not even guiding and directing us. But becoming, okay, well, I get a check from my husband, and I'll be satisfied with that. God said, no. Do you know you're in a place of Lodabar? It's time for you to walk. Don't be in a place called Lodabar. It's time for your crippled legs to begin to walk it out.
Yes.
I've given you a ministry. It's time to walk it out. I've given you a business. It's time to walk it out.
Yes. Thank
Father
you,
God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. Forgive every ministry, oh God, that is chosen to be lame and stagnant. Every person and individual. God, we say, forgive us, oh God, for being lame and stagnant. God, we ask for fresh water, fresh water of the Holy Ghost to burst out of our bellies. Give us strength, oh God, to walk it out. God, we want, Father God, we know that we have a level of faith and a level of manifestation and a level of glory. But God, we say we want more. God, we want more than this present day glory.
Yes.
Father God, we want more than this present day faith, oh God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Want an abundance of faith, oh God. God, and that
yes.
faith comes by
yes.
hearing the word, oh God.
Yes.
But God, there's also
Thank
a gift
you.
Of faith, oh God. So God, we
yes.
pray, God,
yes.
that would you would release, oh God, the gift of faith, oh God, to us.
Yes.
The spirit of faith, oh God. God,
yes.
that we can go from
yes.
faith to
yes.
faith, oh God, and glory to
yes.
glory.
Yes,
God, we want to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Yes,
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be stagnant or settle for less than God's best. God,
yes.
it is a sign, oh God, that the glory is gone when we just stay stagnant. And God, we ask you, Lord God, forgive us, oh God, for all of our sins. And God, all those things, oh God, that you told us to do.
Yes.
And we have not done, oh God, God
yes.
being lazy.
Yes, God.
Father God, forgive us for being
yes.
lazy and stagnant.
Yes,
even in the body of Christ, God, you have called many people to be senators, congressmen. God, and oh God, I hear the Lord saying he has.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear you, Lord. There's some of you who will listen to this tape right now. God has called you into the political arena, and you have not gone forth into the politics that God has called you to. Today, God is going to break that fear that you have.
Break it.
God is
going
to break that fear that you have to go into the political arena. God has called you to be a politician. And God has called you to do an exceeding great work before him. God is saying to you today, son, daughter, I've called you in this season to do what you have never thought possible. But I've called you to speak to nations. I've called
yes.
you to go forward and to be an example in the earth and to bring my kingdom into this political arena. And daughter and son, I have these things for you that you will go higher than you ever thought.
Thank
I
you,
see
man.
Like realms and realms and realms and realms mm-hmm. of glory.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ladder going all the way up
That's
and it's full amazing. Of glory. It's full of glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
So step forth, daughter, and step forth, son, for today I crush the steps of the enemy. And I say, you shall climb, you shall go higher
you.
Than you've ever gone before, and you shall walk in my glory
you,
and
Jesus.
Soar to the highest height in the land
Thank
that I have for you.
Thank
for you are a path setter, and you are a trend setter,
yeah.
and you shall go
yeah.
forward, because many people shall be able to see you go forward. And
Thank
even
you,
now,
Jesus.
That spirit of Baal that has been hindering you, I crush it now. I cancel
yeah.
it now. I
yeah.
cut off
yeah.
the eyes
yeah.
of Baal that have been trying
yeah.
to come after you.
Lord,
the spirit
yes.
of flies, I
Thank
cancel
you.
This assignment in your
yeah.
life, and you should
Thank
surely
you,
be
Jesus.
Able to go forward. I cancel it. I cancel
Thank
it.
You,
I cancel it with my glory. I cancel
Thank
it with my
Lord.
Glory. I cancel it
Thank
with my
you,
glory.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. And, Father God, we come before you, Lord God, and we say, Father God, let us, Father God, move forward to the another
you,
level of faith. Let us move forward to another level of glory
yes.
that we can
yes.
actualize faith, oh God, and we'll have a continuous flow of revelation from you, God.
Thank you,
Father God, we want to be relevant. Father God,
Thank
forgive
you.
Us, oh God,
yes.
for these things and not being relevant to our society, oh God. God, we
yes.
pray in the name of Jesus that we will be relevant, oh God, that
yes.
we will be,
yes.
that every area in our life that is died out or is no
yes.
longer flourishing, that it will live, oh God,
yes.
and that it will
yes.
flourish, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that
yes.
every old wineskin, oh God, anything that's
Thank
obsolete
you,
and hindering the new wine of God trying to come inside
yes.
of our lives, God, that it will literally be washed, cleansed. God,
yes.
give us new wineskin.
Yes, Lord.
That we can hold the glory, oh God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, that
thank
we will
you,
not
Jesus.
Lose our spiritual influence, but that we will increase, oh God. And that we can ride wave after wave after wave after wave of your glory.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
let us be spiritually influencers, oh God, and be able to ride the waves of your glory.
Thank you, Father.
One wave after the next. One wave after the next.
Yes.
God, give us spiritual scuba gear, oh God, that we can go to the deep and not faint.
Yes.
Go to the deep and not implode. Go to the deep, oh God, and receive and take others to the deep.
Yes,
Father God, let us never, Father God, cease to be changed. But let us be able to be changed, oh God. And let us increase in the power, oh God, that everything is broken, oh God, in religion and formality.
Yes.
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, it is you, God, that you made us, oh God. And Father God, you know everything about us.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And Father,
thank
you gave us Jesus, who knew no sin but came sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him.
Yeah.
Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, Father God, you took on the form of a human being, oh God. And at the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you became a recipient of all the sins committed by humanity.
Yes.
Father God, you became like every other human being, carrying our iniquity and our rebellion. Father God, you carried this rebellion that we have.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
In your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
You were afflicted, God, because, oh
God,
of the things that we're going to do. You were already the sacrifice before we even committed the sin. But today, God, we want to come into right alignment. We don't want to use your blood and your body, the stripes that you received, oh God, for anything, oh God, that God, that we have the power and that you can impute power to us to overcome. Every bit of sin in our life, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for the sin of sexual immorality, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
God, for committing the killing babies.
Yes.
God, we want to be changed and we want to walk in your glory. God, where we lack transformation, oh God, by allowing the word of God to transform us, oh God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God. God, expose it, God. And Father of glory, we ask that you expose the Father of glory. You are the Father of glory. You are the Father of life. Come illuminate this darkness. Translate us from darkness to light in areas that we don't even know we're dark in. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we want light. According to Proverbs 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever bright until the perfect day. God, let our pathway be like the shining sun. God, we want to walk in the light, not in darkness. God, cause our mind to be in alignment, oh God, right now. Remove
thank
a dark
you,
mindset,
Lord.
Oh God. God, forgive us for watching TV, oh God. That darkness penetrates our eyes. God, forgive us, oh God, for watching TV shows that don't give you glory. God, desensitizing us to homosexuality. Forgive us for even accepting that and allowing in our churches, oh God, that Holy Spirit to go forward in the church, God, and Father God, and contaminate the body by thinking that that's okay. They born like that.
Jesus.
The devil is alive. They are not born like that. That is the devil that they were born in sin and iniquity, just like David said. And God, we all need deliverance.
Yes.
The fall
Lord.
Of Adam, God, caused us to fall.
Yes.
In our
Lord.
Sinful nature. God, the pride of life. God, forgive us, oh God, for the lust of the eyes. Oh God, the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
It's the lust of the flesh, that homosexual spirit.
Yes.
Forgive us, Lord.
Yes, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord.
Forgive us, God. Accept it in any way. God,
forgive
in the name
us.
Of Jesus, we just give you glory. We
thank
give you glory.
Jesus.
We give you glory. And God, we ask you, Lord, for the breath of life. We ask you, God, for the spiritual DNA of purity. We ask you, God, for that spiritual DNA of purity as we repent from allowing homosexuality in our eye gate. We ask you, Lord God, for that DNA, oh God, of purity to come into our eyes. We need the DNA, oh God, of purity, that that DNA of the sinful nature will go away.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Crucify our flesh, oh God, that Christ may be formed in us. We crucify our flesh, that Christ may be formed in us.
Yes, Lord.
God, we
yes.
don't want to be comfortable not going from one level to the next. We want to be all in
Thank
you. We don't want to settle, oh God, but we want to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory, from victory to victory.
Lord.
Father God,
yes,
help us, oh God, to be transformed into your complete
you,
image
Lord.
Of Jesus. That's why you gave us the fivefold. God, you gave us apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists, oh God, and apostles, so that we could come to the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
So, Father God, we accept the true apostles, and we reject every false apostle, oh God. We reject every false prophet, oh God. And we say, God, we accept the true apostles and the true prophets.
Yeah. Yes,
Lord. About consuming by your power.
Yes,
and being able to
yes.
operate in the glory, coming to the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, let us be spiritually mature. Father God,
Lord.
And our lives be changed by the presence of God in the Word.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for allowing obstacles to stop us. These offenses,
yes,
oh God. God, any offense that we have in our heart, that anybody that came in our life and we are holding on to the offense.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
We release it now.
Release it.
Father
release
God,
it.
Even between Lord. Denominations.
We release it. With Jesus.
Between denominations. Break that offense between denominations.
Yes, Lord.
The denominations haven't got because they don't want to go from glory to glory. They want to be stagnant. So when another person gets a revelation of who you are, they don't want to receive it. So now they break up.
Oh God.
Lord, let us be mature. Establish the church the way the church needs to be established, Father. We pray, God, that when people come and they say, this about the glory, because God in Hosea, you say that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the seas cover the earth.
Yeah.
Everywhere on the earth there is land. Even in the ocean there is land. But water is in certain parts, oh God. And God, your knowledge will cover the earth of the glory of God. So God, as people go in and they get revelation of God and what you're doing, oh God. God, we know that it will be biblical. But God, there's some things that are in the realm of the spirit, oh God, that we've never tasted of, that we desire. We're hungry. We're thirsty for the supernatural.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask you, Lord God, every bit of rebellion and stubbornness and idolatry and rebellion in our hearts, oh God, and resistance to authority. Oh God, remove it from us, oh God. We ask you to forgive us. For not wanting fivefold ministry against him. Even the church, Father God, has not received the apostle and the prophet and the alignment in the body of Christ. Oh God, forgive us, oh God, forgive us, God. You gave us a governing body. Even, Father God, the governing body, Father God. In the world, in democracy, and even in republics and monarchs, there is always some type of leadership.
Yes.
Father God, in your word, you gave us the fivefold ministry to be our governing agents of the body of Christ, of the church, the ecclesia. So, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for not understanding. But, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let us receive it. Let us receive it. And, God, we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, where those areas where we're prideful, that you will remove it. Father God, and we humble ourselves before you.
Yeah.
And, God, many of us have denied the need for change. And we reject the transformation that you want to do because we got a high ego.
Oh, God.
Lord, forgive us for that high ego, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
God, we don't want service without humility. God, yes. You told us, God, that let the greatest one be the servant of all. Whoever
yes.
want to be great, let them be servant of all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, we even ask you to forgive us for all this legalism in church and religion. Lord God, for accepting Buddhism, Scientology, Kabbalah, Hinduism, Jehovah's Witness, Christian Science, Islam, Confucianism, Mormonism. Father God, forgive us.
Forgive us, Lord.
And allow these other things to come into what we do in our walk. They can do what they want to do, but that don't have nothing to do with us. We serve the true and living God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy on us.
God, we don't want to produce religion. God, we want to produce fruit. Forgive us for not being fruitful. And God, we ask you, Lord, that today that you would transform us, that we will produce fruit in our lives. We want fruit that will remain. So God, we ask you, according to Romans 12, verse 2, Lord, let our minds be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Let our minds begin to be renewed. I'm asking for the mind of Christ today. That new wineskin, old wineskin, Father God, far from us.
Yeah.
And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for your weight of glory. Lord God, we believe that you're going to release that weight of glory to us in a greater capacity over these next few days, oh God, over this next week, oh God. I know, God, that you are able. And God, we just say thank you for this time of intercession, Lord God. I bless God for everybody that came on the prayer line today. And I want to open it up because because many of you have been with me for a long time. The ones who, you know who you are, if you've been with me for a long time, I want you to, if the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to you, I want you to share what the Lord says. And I think I heard Lisa and maybe Gail's voice on there this morning. So I want to release it at this time to you all. If there's anything that the Lord has put on your heart to speak to us this morning, concerning this morning, I want to release it at this time for you to say something.
Thank you.
Amen. Now, come on. I know the fire of God done told y'all something. Now, come on now.
Praise God.
What is the Holy Spirit speaking to y'all?
I believe the purging, the coming to that place of obedience, and what you spoke today, what you declared and decreed, what God shared with you is things that, you know, I have to do. And I know that it's things that I have to declutter, I have to get rid of, so that what I've been desiring and declaring, decreeing can come. You know, there's no it's no hold up, you know, that I don't get in the way. And I just see that we can't get in the way of what God is doing. We can't do it our way and say that we want the glory. We can't be double-minded. We can't be two-faced. But it's the face of God and the face of God only, and not the face of man.
Amen.
His glory. Amen. And I just see the Holy Ghost fire burning up everything that has hindered us in the natural and the spirit. I just, obedience is what I see, obedience. Doing what you say to do and move. You know, staying in tune and sync.
Amen.
That his light shine on us.
Amen.
That people may be drawn. They be drawn to God.
Amen.
They can be jealous for God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. So can you declare that over us?
Mm. thank you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I declare and decree that we are a people that will be ready. We
yes.
are a people, Lord God, that will be ready. I declare and decree that obedience is our portion, and I declare and decree that the things that have hindered us, those voices, those things that want to put off, want to procrastinate, want to be lackadaisy, I command it to be loose from us.
Loose.
I declare and decree obedience is our portion. Obedience is what we choose. I declare and decree, Lord God, as you speak, we do. I declare and decree, Lord God, that we are ones that will be obedient. We're not after what we want, but what you want. I declare and decree there's a shift and
yes,
there's
God.
A shaping that's coming in our lives, in us individually, in our homes, in our children. I declare and decree is shifting in our workplaces, in our businesses. I declare and decree, Lord God, that what you're starting, Lord God, is going to catapult. It's going to shift and change our lives and change many other lives because of our obedience. I declare and decree, Lord God, that we look at things the way that you look at it. I declare and decree, Lord God, that we will be a people, Lord God, that will rise up and have the glory of your presence in us, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, that we walk in your Holy Ghost fire. Your
yes,
Holy Ghost
God.
Fire, Lord God. It burns out darkness. It burns out every wicked plan. It burns up. It tears down all
yes, God.
Titles, all that, Lord God, have kept us in a place of stagnation. I declare and decree that we are breaking out of stagnation. I declare and decree your supernatural power is upon us. I declare and decree, Lord God, as the kryptonite of sin and the kryptonite of things that have kept us in passivity is broken off of us now. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for your supernatural power. Like I just see it like a Superman. We're busting out. We're busting
yes,
out.
God.
And we're
yes,
taking
God.
We're taking the land. We're taking what belongs to the Lord, what belongs to us. I declare and decree, Lord God, that
yes,
the
God.
Enemies, the enemies are no longer stopping us. Those principalities, those powers, Lord God, we're coming to a high place, a high dimension, Lord God, and a high realm of your spirit, Lord God, that we take out the enemy with our mouths, Lord God, and we speak. I thank you that it's weapons in our mouths that we speak, Lord God. I declare and decree that we are people that become unstoppable, Lord God, because
yes.
we are walking in your glory, walking in your faith, walking in your with our faith to you, face to face, as your prophet spoke. We are to be face to face with you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
thank
what
you,
you're
Jesus.
Doing. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no delay. There's no delay. Thank you for your daily divine benefit.
No more
Lord
delay.
God, declare and decree that it is our portion. I declare and decree that we will not hold back what you have for us to do. I declare and decree it's not mediocrity no more. It's no more just
yes.
just going around and just... business as usual. Lord God, it's about your business. It's about your kingdom business, Lord God.
Yes,
and I
God.
Thank you, Lord God. You are deeply rooted in us, Lord God, in our lives, in our children, in our home, Lord God, in our businesses, at everywhere that we are, Lord God, in the ministry, Lord God, in our churches, Lord God. Thank you for the divine. Thank you even for the divine shifts that happened in the seven mountains as well. I declare that
yes.
Lord God, second and the shifting, Lord God, that obedience is your obedience is transforming, Lord God, even in the White House, Lord God, even in
yes.
the Senate, Lord God, even in the governmental, even in the police department, Lord God. Father God,
yes.
I thank you, Father God, for obedience. I thank you, Father God, for fairness and justice and favor and grace, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, what you are doing, even in the arts and entertainment. Thank you for obedience, Lord God, coming forth, Lord God, and making those things that are not of you be
just become nothing, Lord God. Become nothing, Lord God. Your standard, your foundation, your kingdom, Lord God, perspective is aligning, Lord God, in all the mountains, Lord God.
Yes, God.
In our education, Lord God. In all in our families, Lord God. Thank you for your standard, Lord God. Thank you for a husband and a wife and children, Lord God, in your
yes.
in your foundation, Lord God, in your plan, Lord God. Ha, declaring, decreeing your name, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for a shift and a turnaround, Lord God, in all cultures, in all races, Lord God.
Yes,
your
God.
Plan being done and being a part of a it is the supernatural normalcy, Lord God. Your plan is lived out on this earth in our lives and many people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the
oath
of righteousness. We're standing up, Lord God. We're standing up, Lord God. We're standing up, Lord God, proclaiming, Lord God, you are Lord. We're standing up, Lord God, and declaring decree, Lord God, that you are Lord, that you live in us. And as for me and my house, we will serve you. I thank you, Lord God, that that is the standard of America. That is the standard of Israel. In Jesus'
yes, God.
Name.
In
amen.
Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those decrees, amen, that's what a king does. A king decrees that it doesn't come back. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on us. His
thank
love
you,
never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on us. So, Father God, we thank you for this time this morning that today is going to go on and on and on. No more
yes.
stagnancy.
Yes.
Your love is higher than all those mountains.
Yes.
Your love
thank
is throwing it the power of the grave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, we thank you, Lord, for change this morning.
Yes.
We believe, Father God, that these things have been done in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Lord.
Your love never fails.
Yes.
And we know Lord, that
thank you, Lord.
It will never run out on us. It's going to go on and on and
yes.
on and on.
Yes.
And
yes,
those places
yes.
where we were stagnant, let your love
yes.
fill us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
your love
you,
never fails. So we don't want the love.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
We don't want
yes.
to
yes.
fail you. God, we don't want to fail
yes.
you.
No.
We want our soul
yes.
to be satisfied, and we want
yes.
to do your purpose. Let
yes,
your love
Lord.
Go on and on, God. In Jesus'
thank you, Lord.
Holy name.
Thank
because
you,
one
Jesus.
Thing remains.
Yes,
only
Lord.
Only one thing remains, God.
Yes, Lord.
Only one thing remains.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your love.
Yes, yes.
Your love. It
yes,
never fails.
Your love, Lord God.
And it never gives up. And God,
thank
we thank you,
you
Lord God, that today, God, this is the day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God.
Yes.
This is Prophetess Abigail Meadows. I thank God for each one of you that came on the prayer line this morning. Again, we're going to be here every morning at 7 a.m. praying this until the Lord says, hey,
thank you.
And we're just going to keep on going on because God says it's time and it's
thank
time
you.
And it's time.
Thank
so his love never fails and may our love towards him never fail.
Yes. Yeah.
Breaking
you,
through stagnancy today. Broken.
Yes.
No
yes,
more
Lord.
Delay.
No more delay.
His love never fails. His love never fails.
Thank
and we
you,
will
Jesus.
Never fail. His love yes. doesn't fail, and neither will we.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
His love never fails, and neither will we.
Yes, Lord.
We are more than conquerors.
Thank you, Jesus.
His love never fails, and neither will we.
Yeah.
More
yes,
than conquerors.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
we're
Lord.
We're going to go on and on and on. We are unstoppable.
Yes.
We're unstoppable.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So God bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning. at 7 a.m. And also, we do Facebook Live for 11 minutes at 11 a.m. And in Jesus' name, just to concentrate more targeting America, but just know that God is able, and we flow by the Holy Ghost. And so God bless you. May he keep you. This is Prophetess Abigail with Zion Travail's House of Prayer, online prayer ministry, as well as Abigail Meadows Ministries underneath that. But God bless you all, and may the Lord keep you, and you never, ever look back, because God's love never fails, and neither will you. No more stagnancy, no more delay. It's our time, and we're going to go get it, because love never fails, and neither do we. Okay, amen. I love y'all. Amen. All right, bye-bye. All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. His love never fails and never gives up, never goes down on me. His love never fails. Don't forget, his love never fails.